Scream to me. As a 9-year-old, I was always willing to forego homework, prodigiously assigned to me by the nuns of the Most Holy and Blessed Sacrament Elementary School, so that I could follow the dazzling weekly dramas of the Loretta Young Show. Loretta was elegant and had eyes you could walk into and get completely and deliciously lost. There were countless times when I left the comfort of our living room sofa, a dull rust-brown variety, and ventured off into Loretta's eyes. Her celluloid orbs held passageways that I was more than content to meander around for days on end. It was as if they were a thick, magical forest in which I could find solace. I would never have to return to my regular life in Natrona Heights, Pennsylvania again. Loretta had too much TV influence over me, if truth be told, much like a 60s hallucinatory drug. She was one savvy chick. Loretta stipulated in her contract that introductions to her weekly show, where she twirled into the room wearing ultra-high fashion, not be rerun. She knew instinctively that if they were shown later, her wardrobe would be closely scrutinized and possibly attract the word outdated. I learned more from Miss Young than from hours of assigned parochial homework. Homework versus Loretta? It wasn't even close. When I watched a recent episode of her show, in which her character screamed for attention, I mentally conjured up a vocal signal that I would use between my sister and me to get her undivided attention. With this short, punchy, high-pitched scream, I could communicate with her from a distance of up to 1/2 mile. The scream was much better than shouting out, "Mary Lou! Mary Lou! Mary Lou!" which seemed so puerile and so un-Loretta Young-like. You know, it's hard to describe to a reader the exact sound, but I was able to perfect it almost immediately. At a feverishly high decimal level that most humans, except opera divas, would find difficult, if not impossible, to replicate, the sound was a series of 3 rapid-fire ahs. But the execution had to be precise, much like the divine Maria Callas hitting the right notes in La Mamma Morta. The first ah was vocalized at what I would call ground level, perhaps a C note, if you will. Then I would plunge quickly below ground level, looking for a semi-solid macho note, and then soar into the stratosphere to the highest decimal I could reach with my immature developing vocal cords. Initially, I was afraid a scream might interfere with our local television transmission, but as long as the reception for Loretta's program was clear, I was fine. My sister and I were very close in age, less than a year separated us, and we were siblings who could read each other like a classic kid's picture book. I adored her, even though she wore some very strange-looking brown-colored winged glasses that transformed her into a space-age school librarian way before her time. My parents and fellow siblings, 4 brothers in addition to my sister, looked at me funny when I was busily perfecting my vocal communique. I usually practiced in the basement of our house, and I would cover my mouth with a dirty towel to muffle the developing Andrew Lloyd Webber-like score of the scream. Still, when I came upstairs from the subterranean part of that creaky old house on Freeport Road, they all reacted as if I had lost my treasured marble collection. "What were you doing down there?" Mama Dita pointedly asked me. "Down where?" I would counter, trying to dodge her question with another question, a ploy I learned from the nuns. "We heard a strange sound from the cellar. Are you all right?" She was trying to get to the bottom of it all. "Well, it sounded like a chicken who lost its head," my brother Andy interjected. "Remember when Grandpa chopped off the chicken's head and it ran around in circles until it died?" "That's enough. No more talk of chickens without heads," Mama Dita said. "I sneezed is all. Nothing to worry about," I replied eloquently, as if I were Loretta Young walking down a long, winding staircase. The phone rang, and Mama Dita left to answer it. For the moment, I was off the interrogation hook. That night, I shared my secret with my sister Mary Lou and suggested that she get a head start on her walk to school the next day so that I could try out my scream. I told her if she ever heard this sound, she was to turn around and wait for me. And if I hadn't caught up with her within 30 seconds, she was to notify the authorities that I had been kidnapped or something awfuler. Mary Lou told me I had been watching too many episodes of The Loretta Young Show and that she was very concerned for my mental well-being, but still, she would await the ah-ah-ah signal. The next day we left for school, and as soon as Mary Lou was out of my sight, I sang out my scream. The sound carried to all directions. I swear it was heard for miles around. Mary Lou stopped in her tracks, turned around, and waited for me to catch up after having counted out loud the 30 seconds as instructed. She was quite impressed by my previously unattempted vocal achievement. She told me it was quite strange, but invitingly unique, like nothing she had ever heard before in her adolescent life. So from that very morning, whenever I would see my sister in the distance walking home from school, I would take a deep breath and deliver up this vocal signal. It worked each and every time. Mary Lou would recognize the sound, stop in her size 3 tracks, turn around, and wait out the 30 seconds. And before they were up, I was at her side. We then proceeded to walk home together, chit-chatting the whole time, like a close-knit pair of Loretta's TV girlfriends. During one of these chit-chats, I informed Mary Lou that Loretta had used a different stage name, Gretchen, when she was a young actress, and that I might use Loretta's chosen confirmation name, Michaela, for my church confirmation name. I don't think Michaela is the name of a saint. You have to use the name of a saint, my sister said. Mom wants you to use Daddy Paul's name as your confirmation name. I'll have to think about that, I said. I really like Michaela. I paused and then said, Do you think they'll ever play the Whip Woman on TV? I'd like to see that film. Loretta was in it when she was younger, I mused. How do you know all this? My sister asked. Well, I did a lot of research on Loretta Young. She's my favorite movie star, I said. But now I think she's going to hell. Why? Well, she had a daughter with Clark Gable, and she wasn't even married to him, I said with a highly distressed inflection. That's why Catholics have confession, my sister said. As long as Loretta confesses her mortal sins, she'll be all right with God and could go to heaven. Well, the priest would have to give her a really big penance, maybe like saying 3 rosaries, huh? He might even instruct her to say them while kneeling on white rice until her knees bled. Maybe. Mortal sins are very hard to get out of the soul, Mary Lou said with some authority. It's like trying to remove black scuff marks from a linoleum kitchen floor. I used my communication signal for many years until it started to attract too much unwelcome attention. Some people in the community quietly suggested to Mama Dita that I abandon this vocal practice because they didn't think a boy my age should be screaming like a big sissy. Mother brushed off their comments by saying that I was trying to communicate with the neighborhood dogs. Well, if I had known who had directed that vitriolic commentary to my mother, I would have told them that I wasn't screaming. I was conveying a signal, a secret communication, that could even save me and the community from harm one of these days. But eventually I had to give up the scream. There were other, more important things to worry about, like watching The Loretta Young Show.